for a few deep breaths, noticing that we can deliberately induce a quieter and more relaxed state by consciously changing our breathing patterns. We do this by shifting to deeper belly breathing on a regular and routine basis. Belly breathing eases our nervous system and affects our entire physiological response to stress and anxiety by calming both our body and our mind. You can use breath to release tension, to deepen your concentration, to ease your pain, because we naturally and unconsciously tense in response to any physical, spiritual, mental, or emotional pain or stress. So the next time you feel uncomfortable, just notice what your stomach's doing. By breathing into the pain, we can reduce the intensity of it and ease the tension throughout our body. Whenever you feel stress, anxiety, tension, or pain, think breathe or soft belly. If you're breathing calmly and you have a relaxed and soft belly, you cannot physically react to stress. Softening the belly softens your resistance, limitations, and inner tensions. The more often you perform these exercises, the more easily and quickly your body will respond to the changes in breathing that you induce. If you have trouble really understanding what belly breathing means, all you need to do is close your eyes and put your hand on your belly. And as you breathe in, feel your belly expanding. And as you breathe out, feel your belly shrinking. So just take a few breaths this way, with your hands on your belly, allowing your body to settle into a comfortable position, feeling your stomach expand with your breath and shrink with your exhalation. Today we're going to connect with the essence of cedarwood. As you breathe, feel yourself relaxing and becoming quieter with each breath. And then I'd like you to bring your attention to every part of your body, calmly breathing into each body part, visualizing white healing light entering your body and flowing into that area as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, feel that area relax. So begin with your feet. Take a deep breath in. Feel the white light reaching all the way down into your toes. And as you exhale, just allow your feet to relax. And then as you breathe in next, breathe into your legs, feeling your legs expand with your breath, filling up with white healing light. And as you exhale, allow your legs to sink down, totally relax. And next, breathe into your body, the front of your body, your belly, your chest. Feel your body expanding with your breath. Feel your rib cage growing. And as you exhale, allow your body to sink down. Allow it to settle. Allow everything to find a comfortable spot. And next, breathe into the back of your body. As you breathe in, feel your back filling up with your breath. from your hips to your neck. And as you breathe out, feel your back completely relaxing, resting, allowing the surface below you to support you. And then I'd like you to breathe into your hands and arms, seeing the white light reaching all the way down into your fingers, feeling your arms expand with the breath. And then as you exhale, allow your arms to rest. Let them settle, let them sink into place. Every time you breathe out, your body becomes more and more relaxed. And now I'd like you to breathe into your shoulders and neck, feeling them rise with your breath. And as you exhale, feeling them sinking down, letting all your tension go, letting your responsibilities be for the moment, allowing yourself to be in the here and now, focused on your breathing, and becoming more relaxed every time you exhale. And now with this next breath, I'd like you to hear it. Hear it as the breath enters your head, blowing away any unnecessary thoughts, clearing your mind of worries, tensions, bringing yourself totally into the moment. And as you exhale, blow all those things away. You can come back to them later. Let yourself be free. And now that you're feeling more relaxed, more centered, more in the moment, I'd like you to invite the hierarchical beings into this meditation with you. Invite your higher self. Invite any guides you might work with. Any gods or goddesses. Anyone who you think might help you. I'd also like you to invite in the spirit of Cedarwood. Ask Cedarwood to be here with you. To connect with you during this meditation. And I'd like you to ask your guides and your higher self to help you hear Cedarwood's secrets so that you're able to incorporate them into your daily life. Now I'd like you to take a deep inhalation of Cedarwood. A deep smell. Breathe it in all the way down to your toes. And just notice how that simple breath has affected you. Now return your attention to the spirit of cedarwood. Thank it for its presence and its sacrifice in order that we may benefit from its life force. And then ask it to reveal its secrets to you. Ask it, how can I use you to better myself and the world around me? When you're ready, I'd like you to take 4 or 5 quick sniffs of cedarwood. This brings the molecules of the plant right up into your brain to connect intellectually with the plant. It also activates your limbic system, which will create a cascade of memories, emotions, and hormonal responses to the essence. Now listen. How has your body reacted to this essence? Where in your body do you feel it? Where in your mind do you sense it? Where in your soul do you connect to it? Let's take a few moments to connect to what we know about this plant. Breathing gently while we reflect on cedarwood. Refresh your senses as you need to by taking another deep breath whenever you need to. Cedarwood is a strong, powerful, deep tree, grows large and wide. It's an evergreen. It's active throughout the year, through all cycles. It lives a long, meaningful life. It instills immovable strength in times of crisis. It helps to resist powerful emotions that may undermine our confidence. It restores a sense of spiritual certainty. It aids in meditation. The cedarwood essential oil is obtained from the heart of the tree. Because of this, cedarwood can assist us in remaining strong and retaining the good from the past while approaching new adventures with childlike exuberance. Now refresh your senses one more time by taking another inhalation of the essence. Now is the time to open yourself up to the essence of cedarwood so that it can give you a gift of knowledge. Ask the spirit of cedarwood to show itself to you. And then just notice any feelings or thoughts that may pass through you. accept any messages you may receive, and keep them to ponder later. Now we begin an 18 breath connection by taking deep inhalations of the essence and then normal breaths in between to remain calm and focused on the essence without being overwhelmed by it. So what I want you to do is take a deep breath. And then just breathe calmly and normally. Just quietly meditate on the essence. When you're ready, take a second deep breath. And then a third. Do this at your own pace. I'll let you know when we get to 9, and then when we get to 18. We're at about 9 breaths now, remembering to take deep inhalations of the essence, and then gentle, regular breaths in between, opening your mind and your heart more and more to the spirit of the plant. when you've completed your 18 breaths, I'd like you to imagine a color. Any color that you connect with this plant. Imagine this color in a ball of brilliant light energy circling in front of you. It's pulsing with radiant light. This is the power of the essence, and it wants to help you. So if you feel so inclined, allow this ball of light energy to enter your body at the root chakra, the base of your body. Allow it to travel up your center, changing and expanding at every chakra, at every energy point in your body, as it balances you and clears you of negativity. And when that brilliant ball of light energy finally reaches the top of your head, it hovers above you, expressing its full brilliance in a beautiful white halo above your head. This halo is your connection to your higher self. It is a portal that you may use to connect deeply with yourself and with your guides. So thank the spirit of Cedarwood for this wonderful gift of love and healing. And then ask your higher self and the other helpful beings that you've invited in to use this energy that has been made available to you to give you all the healing that you need on any level in order to find peace and gratitude in this life. Breathe in, filling your body with living, universal energy. Feel the warmth of the universe within you. And then just stay with this feeling for a moment. And when you're ready, I'd like you to state silently to your higher self, your guides, and all the beings who assisted you in this meditation, thank you for this gift of love. Then bring your attention back to the spirit of Cedarwood and in love and gratitude. Ask it if there's anything else you may learn from it. Anything else that it wants you to know? And then just listen with an open heart and an open mind. And when you feel that you've gained all there is to gain from the spirit of cedarwood, thank it one more time and let it go. Release the images that remain and come back to this world. You may do so by slowly allowing the images to dissolve, putting your feet back in your feet, your heart in your heart, your eyes in your eyes, and rooting your hips in your hips. Then take a deep cleansing breath and return to your normal breathing rhythm. Open your eyes. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and wake up.